like I said, it's a broad question, and I'm trying to answer it in a way like trying to give you answers that would help me. I'm trying to tell you how I kind of approached it, but I would imagine every cartoonist, every humorist, every writer has their own answer of like, well, this is what helped me, you know. And my style, that may not work for you. You know, it may actually, you know, help you to actually sit there and analyze it and play with it for a while and then post it rather than just posting it, you know. I don't know. But I would love for other people to either comment on this, maybe post their own audio vlog as a response to this with ideas of things that maybe help them, you know. I actually like the idea of maybe finding other web cartoonists and talking to them and making this not so much a series, but maybe I can post another audio vlog coming back to this, and maybe we can start a dialogue and get other ideas and see what other cartoonists have done to help find their voice and their art style. But these are just a few ideas to kind of get you going. I will tell you one thing with art style. This isn't really so much an art style thing, but don't buy sketchbooks. Don't waste your money on a sketchbook. Sketchbooks are overpriced, and I don't know about you, but sometimes when I get a sketchbook, you have a small amount of paper in the sketchbook, so you don't want to mess it up. You don't want to just start drawing in there because, like, well, this paper is expensive. You know, let me wait until I get a better idea of something to draw. Instead of buying a sketchbook, go buy a huge ream of the cheapest printer paper you can find. I mean, you could get just, like, you know, hundreds of sheets of paper for, you know, just a couple of bucks. And use that. If you're just trying, if you're just experimenting with ideas, if you're just experimenting with different art styles, just get the cheapest printer paper you can and just start drawing. I mean, I got tons of sketchbooks that are filled back to back, you know, of all these drawings. Then I went out and I have one ream of typing paper I've been working on, and I still have not even cracked like half of it, you know. That's not, like I said, that's not so much a helpful with your art style, but that's just my little bit of advice. Don't buy sketchbooks. Fuck sketchbooks. Just buy printer paper and work on that. So that's what I got for now. I may come back to this. Probably tonight I'll go to bed and I'll think, oh, I should have said that. So I may add to this more often, but that's what I got for now. Talk to you guys later.